has taught us a lot. It has grown us a lot. Just coming up with scripts, memorizing stuff, playing out the parts. It's been actually a lot of fun for us to be able to do for you guys. So we're very thankful. But as you guys heard in the story, you guys heard us mention three characters, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And of course, this is a very famous story. This story goes as these are three Hebrew boys who were given providence in Babylon, and they were given charge. And as we look at this chapter in Daniel chapter 3, it really does amaze me of how this story plays out. I know growing up in church and stuff like that, we can get used to hearing stories, and we kind of lose the amazement in what these stories hold. But tonight, I'm going to ask you guys to do something for me. I'm going to ask you guys to just pray to the Lord for fresh eyes, for a fresh perspective, for a fresh heart, as this message is brought to you guys tonight. And what I want to talk to you guys tonight about tonight is faith that stands in the fire. Let's pray. My dear Holy Father, I want to thank you so much for tonight. Lord, I want to thank you for everyone that decided to come back tonight. And Lord, you know that I'm nervous, Lord. You know that sometimes with preaching, I get a little jittery and nervous, Lord. But I just pray that you would calm my nerves, Lord, that you would put me behind the cross, Lord, and that you would help me to give your word. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Forgive me of my voice. I am lucky that I'm even making volume tonight. I lost my voice at VBS because I was the games guy. So day three in, I was gone. Like, there was no voice. So it was a good time. But Daniel chapter 3, we're going to start in verse number 12. Leading up to verse number 12, of course, we have this command from Nebuchadnezzar that everyone, whenever the music starts, everyone should bow. And if there is one person who does not bow, anyone who decides not to bow to this golden image, they will be thrown into a fiery furnace. So as we pick up in verse number 12, it says, "There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. So we see here that now there is this moment, there is this climax coming between Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and King Nebuchadnezzar. But tonight, as we talk about a faith that stands in the fire, I want to remind you tonight that there is no fire that can harm you, no trial that can touch you, and no power that can destroy you when your God is right in the fire with you. Tonight, I want you guys to stand up. As we did a couple weeks ago, we had a faith statement. These had actions to it, and I think it's really, really good for kids to do to remember. So everyone stand up. Our faith statement tonight is going to be, we will stand, walk, and shine for Jesus. Okay, so if we can all learn that together, let's try together. We will stand, walk, shine for Jesus. All right, let's do it one more time. We will stand, walk, and shine for Jesus. All right, everyone be seated. So whenever I say let's do our faith statement, just like a couple weeks ago, we're all going to stand up. I know some of you are probably going to be like sleeping and be like, oh, faith statement time, all right? But in today's world, how can we stand boldly for Jesus? The trial that you may be in, who could have what could be the purpose for it? The fire you may feel that you are in right now, maybe there's a trial in your life. How can you possibly get through it? How can my faith stand in the fire? Tonight, I want to look at three actions that we can take that can help us stand in the fire. First, we see that we can stand firm. Let's look at verse number 13. It says, "Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" I love these next verses. "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. We see this boldness, this brick wall of faith, where these three men were willing to die for a God that they dearly loved. We see, I just imagine it, putting myself in their situation, that there was this, you guys can't think of this fiery furnace being this little stone oven, just like, all right, get him in there. You know, like, no, this thing was massive. This thing was roaring. This thing was hot. And they knew the consequences for not bowing. They knew the consequences for when they were going to stand for Christ. But I want to tell you tonight that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are proof that no matter the trial, that no matter the fire, and no matter the fear that you may be facing in your life tonight, you can stand. You can stand not because of who you are, but you can stand because of the God who stands with you in it. I'm so thankful for a God that decides, instead of leaving us alone in a hard time, leaving us alone in a trial, he decides to take his child's hands and he says, I'm right here with you. I'm going to walk through this with you. I'm going to help you through it. And that is so encouraging to me. As we look at verse number 17 and 18, I think those are some of the most powerful verses in chapter number 3. Let's read it. If it be so, our God. Do you guys find it interesting that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego made their God personal? He said, it's our God. Our God will deliver us. But the amazing thing here, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but the amazing thing here is that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had no promise that they were going to be delivered from the fire. They had no promise that Jesus was going to be standing in the fire. Some of us were willing to take steps of faith as long as there's a promise there for us. We take steps of faith in our spiritual walk and in our walk with God as long as there's something comfortable ahead, as long as I can see the next step, as long as I know financially I'm going to be okay, as long as I know I can make my next payment. We say we're taking steps of faith, but that's because we have proof for the next step. Do you want to know what real faith is? Faith is when you step forward and you cannot see the next step. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stepped forward. They stepped forward without knowing that Jesus was going to be in the fire with them. But the amazing thing tonight is that you can know that no matter what you are personally going through in your family, no matter what you are personally going through spiritually, there is someone standing in the fire with you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not have the promise that Jesus was going to be with them. But tonight, I want to remind you that you can stand in the fire because Jesus promised to be with you through it. And that's a reminder for you. It might be heavy. It may be hot. But I'm here to tell you that you can stand in the trial. You can stand in the fire. You can stand in that hardship, not because of who you are, not because of your accomplishments, not because of what you have, not because of the house you own, not because of the car you drive. Take all of those things away and you realize that we are but dust. That is what the Bible says. We are but dust. Life is but a vapor. But I'm telling you tonight, that whenever you push those achievements out of the way, whenever you push that job out of the way and all you have is Christ, at the end of the day, that is who is going to stay with you at the end of your life. So first, we see that as we go through this fire, that we have the promise and the assurance that we can stand firm. These men were willing to burn to death for not just who they believed in, but it was for not what they believed in, but it was for who they believed in. I believe we have a lot of beliefs in the what, but we need to have a belief in the who. We need to have a belief in Jesus Christ and knowing that he's right there with us. What are we willing to die for? I would like to imagine myself, if I was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I would hope that I could stand there before the fiery furnace and say, you know what? Even if I didn't bow, I'm not going to recant the Lord. I would hope that I would say that. But obviously, it's very different when you're actually standing before a fiery furnace about to give your life for the Lord. So that's what amazes me about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in this time. I want to show you guys an illustration really quick. And I was thinking about doing this maybe on the next point, but I think I'm going to do it right now. Okay, so everyone tell me what this is. Okay, I know all the adults are about to get so nervous with me, okay? I promise you I have a pitcher of water and we're safety protocol, okay? As we walk through this life, if we are empty spiritually and we are just floating and we have no direction, we have no purpose, there's give and we're being pushed around by the world. And any heat that is applied to this balloon, anything, any hard thing that happens, when there is a little heat that comes to it, it pops. That hurt my hand. Praise the Lord. All right. But as we do that, as we walk through this life, if we're not filled with Christ, if we're not walking with the Lord like we're supposed to, this world will knock us around. This world will push you around. It will chew you up and spit you out. And I've watched Christians who thought they could handle it on their own. I've watched Christians who thought they could stand in the fire alone. And I would watch them get decimated. I would watch them have nothing. Why? Because they simply weren't relying on God. But whenever we decide to walk with God, and whenever we have that assurance that Jesus is with us in the fire, we can withstand. The fire doesn't touch you. The fire can't, there's, as the Bible says, that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't even have the smell of smoke on them. When we are filled with God's presence, whenever we are walking with God, whenever we are relying upon Him, the world and the fire of this world simply cannot touch you. It would make sense, right? This balloon is full of water. When you are filled with God's presence, this world cannot touch you. And that was a pretty cool science project that I learned. So amen for that, right? So first we see that we have the assurance that we can stand. Secondly, we see that, number two, we see that we can walk through the fire. Let's look at Daniel chapter 3, verse 19, starting verse number 19. It says, "Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace one seven times more than it was wont to be heated. And he condemned the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." Really quick, I just want to say, if that puts it into perspective how intense this flame was, how intense this furnace was. We're not talking some little cylinder cinders on the bottom of a fire. No, we're talking that the mightiest men that King Nebuchadnezzar had in his kingdom, they were throwing these men in and the fire slew them. The fire killed them. That's how big this furnace was. Let's keep reading. "And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, 'Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?' They answered and said unto the king, 'True, O king.' He answered and said, 'Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.' And Nebuchadnezzar came near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, 'Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither.' Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them." As I read that chapter, I just can't help but get goosebumps. I cannot imagine what this moment was like, that whenever they're throwing these three men into the fire, whenever he sees his men get slain and they're burning and they're on the side, all of a sudden he looks into the flame and he sees four men walking around. The interesting thing that I find is that King Nebuchadnezzar knew immediately who it was that was walking around in the fire. He knew immediately was. He said, that looks like it's the Son of God. Let me tell you this. I truly believe that people can tell that you are a Christian when you are walking through the fire. When you are going through a trial, so many times in my life, I cannot tell you how many times we dread the trial. We dread the fire. We dread the hard time. And I get it. No one's saying, I want to go through a trial. I want to be put. No one's saying that. But you want to know what helps your perspective? When you know that when you're walking through a trial, Jesus is going to be made even known through that trial. He's going to be made known even more as you walk through that fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are proof that in your trial and in the fire, you can stand firm. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are proof that whenever you are in the heat of it, whenever it hurts, whenever you feel like you're not going to be able to make it, whenever you feel like that you can't make it another week, whenever, what's the purpose of going to church? What's the purpose of opening my Bible? What's the purpose of prayer? I'm here to tell you that it is all worth it, because there is a God standing right there with you the entire time. I find it amazing that they did not have the assurance. They did not have the promise, but simply because of their faith and obedience, Jesus was with them in the fire. Finally, our second point, we see that we can walk in the fire. And finally, number three, we see we can shine bright. So let's get up. Let's stand up. Let's do our faith statement as we practiced in the beginning. We'll do it a couple times. See if we can get this down. Ready? We will stand, walk, shine for Jesus, all right? We will stand, walk, and shine for Jesus. Good job. You guys can sit down. Finally, number three, we see that we can shine bright for Jesus. Let's look at the last two verses of this chapter, or last three verses of this chapter. It says, "And Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve, nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and the province of Babylon." I find it amazing that it is through our trials, it is through the fire, it is through the hard times that we can shine the brightest for the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, if we're selfish in our trials, if we're selfish in our hard times, if we're selfish through the battles that we go through, we have a habit of putting the bushel over the light, as the book of Matthew says, as Jesus was talking about. But I want to tell you guys tonight that that trial that you're going through, that is not just for you. It is not just for your purpose. It is for those around you. You have no idea, with people on the job, with people that you meet on the street. I'm an extrovert. I'm the definition of an extrovert. I love meeting new people. Whenever I have introverts with me, they run from me, okay? Like, that's just the type of extrovert I am. If I'm sitting next to someone on a plane, I will chat with them the entire time. If I'm sitting next to someone random, I will chat with them the entire time, because I just love it. But at the same time, the same thought with that is that the trial that you're going through, wherever you work with, the trial that you're going through could be benefiting the person that you sit next to at work. The trial and the things that you're learning about the Lord, that could be benefiting the person who sits next to you and that you see every single day. But what the devil would love is for you to get discouraged, for you to doubt, for you to fear, and for you not to shine the light that God is trying to bring forward when you're going through the fire. We have a chance to shine the light. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because of their faithfulness, because they were obedient, because they stood in the fire, King Nebuchadnezzar's eyes were opened. And as King Nebuchadnezzar's eyes were opened, suddenly he said that her entire kingdom, if any person spoke against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, goes God, that there would be some serious consequences and that they would be put to death. I'm here to tell you tonight, because of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's obedience, they were able to shine a light that I believe no other person in that kingdom could have shown. They were in the right place at the right time, and you will find many times that God will place you in the places that you need to be for the people that surround you. I want to tell you guys a story really quick. There was a boy whenever I was younger. I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, and we have bus ministries. My dad was bus director for many years, and so I grew up on the bus ministry. So I loved bus kids, all that type of stuff. And there was a boy one day that I met. His name was Malik. And Malik was, he was 7 years old at this time. And we had started witnessing to his sisters, very rough home life, drugs in and out of the house. We had witnessed to the mom, but the mom wasn't really with it. We had witnessed all the siblings. The siblings ended up getting saved. But we did not know about Malik. And Malik one day, Malik was sitting on his front porch. I'm like, hey, man, do you live here? And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, my sisters go to your guys' church and stuff. I'm like, okay, cool. So I sat down with Malik, and Malik ended up getting saved that day. I talked to him. He ended up accepting Christ as his Savior. But Malik started opening up to me about some things that were going on in his life. And I started sharing. I was probably 10, 11 years old at this time. I started sharing some things, the problems of a 10 and 11 year old. You know, I started sharing some things with Malik about some of the things I was going through. And the amazing thing was that whenever I was telling Malik what I was going through, whenever I was telling him some of the trials that were happening, Malik started crying. He started saying, he's like, DJ, I thought I was the only one. I thought I was the only one who was going through this. I thought I was the only one who was struggling. And I said, Malik, you're not the only one who's struggling. You're not the only one who's going through a hard time. I'm here to help you, and I'm here to encourage you. What I want to tell you guys tonight is Malik, whenever he was 17 years old, so this was a couple years ago, I got a text from a good friend who lives in Columbus. And Malik ended up not staying in church. He ended up getting out of church, and he ended up being a drug dealer, and Malik ended up getting shot. He ended up being killed. And my friend sent me the news report. He showed me that it was Malik on the picture, and I started crying. I couldn't believe that Malik had passed away. I couldn't believe. But the good thing, you know what I realized that day? Was that day was when I talked to Malik. That day, whenever Malik accepted Christ as his Savior, it was simply me sharing the trials that I was going through, and it was simply Malik sharing his trials that I was going through, and there was this light that was able to be shown. There was this light that was able to be shared with each other. And I want to encourage you guys tonight that you can shine a light in your trial. You can shine a light when you're walking through the fire. And I would encourage you tonight to not hide, to not go away in a corner and feel bad for yourself, because that's exactly what the flesh wants to do. That's exactly what Satan wants you to do. And I would encourage you tonight that you do not hide the light in the trial. My friend, you can stand in the trial. You can walk through that fire, and you can shine the light, not because of who you are, but because there is a fourth man in the fire with you, and his name is Jesus. If you guys would bow your head, close your eyes. During this time, we're going to have a little invitation here, and if there's something that maybe you're going through, if there's something that maybe is on your heart, I don't know what it is. No one else here in this room knows what it is. But I can tell you the fourth man in the fire, who's Jesus, he knows what it is. He knows what you're going through. He knows the heavy burdens that you're having. And if there's something that you would like to pray about, whether it be at your seat or whether it be down here at the altar, the invitation will start here, and you guys can come down. Looks different for different people, but I'm thankful that we have the same God to walk through every single trial that we have. He sees where you're at. He knows you're in the fire, but you've got to keep believing. A faith that stands in the fire. Satan would love for Christians just to give up. He would love for Christians just to go into a corner and hide themselves. Make them feel bad for themselves. But I'm here tonight to encourage you that you're going through that trial for a reason. It's for your benefit and for someone else's benefit. And you can stand in the fire with the Lord. Everyone, you can look right up here. Thank you guys so much for coming tonight.